I think in truth, Theresa May had hitherto been insistent that she didn't think there should be a general election. There wasn't a need for one. And given also the fact that to be able to hold one, you do have to go through the procedure of getting the House of Commons to vote for one. I have to admit, I anticipated that the Prime Minister was not going to go down this path. That said, the truth is Labour's position in the opinion polls seems to have been gradually weakening in recent weeks, and certainly therefore the temptation for the Prime Minister to try to engineer an early election was clearly becoming an increasing one. And given that Jeremy Corbyn was already on record as saying he'd welcome an early election and therefore would back that decision, and that was going to be crucial for him to be able to hold an election, she's obviously decided to go for it. But it's quite a bold, potentially a risky move by the Prime Minister, not because she will necessarily lose, but whether she can win as well as she clearly wants to is certainly something that can't be guaranteed between now and the 8th of June.
Obviously, Jeremy Corbyn welcomes it because, you know, he thinks he's going to be the next Prime Minister. I mean, what does it mean for Labour? Where does it go from there?
Well, the truth is Labour Party will go into this election in as weak a position as any political party, any opposition party, has ever gone into a general election. And Mr. Corbyn is going to have to persuade voters that he is a more potential effective Prime Minister than he's so far managed to do. He's also going to have to try to unite his party. And the truth is that even this morning, we've still seen the side of Labour MPs not necessarily agreeing with Mr. Corbyn and criticising him. And I think one test will come tomorrow in that vote in the House of Commons. Will all Labour MPs vote with Mr. Corbyn for the early election, or will some of them rebel? That would not be an auspicious start for Labour's election campaign if that were indeed to happen on any substantial scale.